Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We go through 10 ways that Vice President Mike Pence can beat Senator Harris in this upcoming vice presidential debate. Might be the most important vice presidential debate in recent political history. Check out the new and improved CharlieKirk.com for stories I care about and breaking news and analysis, CharlieKirk.com. Finally, consider supporting us at CharlieKirk.com/support. Chip in some money. Become a monthly supporter at CharlieKirk.com/support. 10 ways Mike Pence can win the debate. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
When running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, and labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are never cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambee, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambee, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, there are no hidden fees. Cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambee help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambee.com/Kirk. That's Bambee.com/Kirk right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/Kirk, spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Kirk. Probably the most important vice presidential debate in recent memory is coming up this Wednesday. Vice President Pence will square up against Senator Harris. There are a lot of questions about Joe Biden's mental capacity and his ability to continue as president of the United States if he were to be elected. And I don't think enough attention has been given to Senator Harris. Mike Pence, I think, is one of the most underutilized assets of the Trump campaign and the Trump presidency. He's loyal. He speaks very well. He does not make errors. He almost never misspeaks. Almost never. And he understands the landscape very well, especially how to win elections in the industrial Midwest. And a lot of tracking polls, it shows President Trump has hit a little bit of a flat line since the debate. That's if you believe the polls. But I think it's fair to say that President Donald Trump did not get a surge of support after the debate. So the question remains, what does Mike Pence have to do to win the debate against Kamala Harris and also possibly win the election? I will make the argument that if Mike Pence has a decisive victory against Senator Harris, it could be a stimulus for the campaign paired with President Donald Trump defeating the Chinese coronavirus that could lead President Trump to victory. This debate might be one of the turning points of the entire campaign. It could also be an inflection point that if Mike Pence does poorly, it could spell doom for President Donald Trump's campaign across the Midwest, where a lot of voters are supporting President Trump because of his vice president, his policies, and also his more calm, cool, and collected approach to governance. So here are 10 very specific action items that Mike Pence has to do to win the debate against Senator Harris. Again, this is a very easy debate to win. Senator Harris is unlikable. People in California do not like Senator Harris. She's a power-hungry, self-interested politician that wants nothing more than to become president of the United States. This is a stepping stone for her. She does not revere Joe Biden in high standing. In fact, she made her political trajectory presidentially somewhat more positive by attacking Joe Biden and ridiculing him in the presidential debate. So Mike Pence, Here are 10 things you must do to win the debate up against Senator Kamala Harris. Number one, Minnesota Freedom Fund. One of the things that President Trump could have done better in his debate against Joe Biden is be specific. Everything President Trump said was true, from Antifa to denouncing white supremacy. What President Trump could have done a better job of is zeroing in on specifics. You see, the left, they're really good at just dismissing. They say it's not true. But when you name the names of the organizations, the times and dates, all of a sudden, you do not give them any sort of flex in the joints, any sort of capacity to mislead, to kind of dodge, or to lie. Minnesota Freedom Fund. What is the Minnesota Freedom Fund? The Minnesota Freedom Fund is an organization in Minneapolis that raises bail money so that criminals, rioters, and looters and arsonists can get out of jail. Senator Kamala Harris on June 1st tweeted out, quote, "If you're able to, chip in now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota." Senator Harris promoted this organization that provided cash bail assistance to the people that burned down the cities of Minneapolis. So Vice President Pence should look Senator Harris in the eye and say, "Senator, can you please explain to the American people why you promoted a link to provide cash bail assistance to the people that burned down one of America's greatest cities by an organization by the name of the Minnesota Freedom Fund when you tweeted this on June 1st. Dates matter, or else they're going to lie about it. The more specific you get, the more nervous they get. You cannot speak in generalities. And then you say, "Senator Harris, the Minnesota Freedom Fund bailed out a registered sex offender accused of raping an 8-year-old girl. Why'd you do that? Why did you promote a link that provided bail assistance to a sex offender who is accused of raping out an 8-year-old girl? Is that going to be customary for the Biden presidency, offering special treatment for rapists of 8-year-old girls? Please, Senator Harris, why did you tweet out that link?" You see, playing offense on the issue of bail assistance for rioters and criminals should be a very easy political win for Vice President Pence. You see, remember back to the summer. The rioting and the looting suddenly disappeared in our country as soon as Don Lemon sent out the distress signal that it was hurting Democrats politically. As soon as Kenosha, Wisconsin became more than a peaceful protest, and I'm saying that jokingly, when the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin became centers of arson, and Don Lemon with Chris Cuomo said, "Well, this is really showing up in the focus groups. It's showing up in the polls." Forget that 600 black-owned businesses in Chicago and Minneapolis will never reopen. Forget that innocent life is being lost in urban cities at record rates. All of that is somewhat a distraction. It's inconsequential to the Democrat ruling class. Instead, everything for them is about power. It's about assuming the most amount of power possible. And so as the cities of our country were burning, especially in the industrial Midwest, what was Senator Harris doing? She was tweeting out a link to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to try to make it easier for rioters and looters and arsonists to re-enter our streets. Not trying to be tough on crime, not condemning the crime. Instead, they were subsidizing the crime. And that's Vice President's opening shot against Senator Harris. He has to make the argument and the framework that Senator Harris was promoting financial assistance for the people that were burning down our country. In addition, at least 13 Biden campaign staffers made donations to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. So it was bad enough that Senator Harris promoted the link, but the people that are working for her campaign contributed monetarily to allow criminals to continue to burn down the cities of our country. This is so in politics, we talk a lot about "you said this and you said that." All of that is understandably important. But more important than that is, what did you actually do? So when you promote a link or give cash assistance, that is doing something, not just saying something. So why is it, Senator Harris, that you were okay with a child rapist being released from prison with your dollars? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris should have to answer for why they supported this group. And this is an amazing opportunity just for that. As the cities of America were burning down, Kenosha, Minneapolis, Akron, Ohio, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, Senator Harris was not condemning the violence. She was financially assisting the violence. So all this political chatter on television about Joe Biden saying, I condemn the rioters. No, you don't. 13 of your staffers assisted them financially, and so did your wannabe vice president. Get the dates. This happened on June 1st. Minnesota Freedom Fund, 13 staffers. There are 9 other specific pieces of advice that Vice President Pence must do in the upcoming debate to defeat Senator Kamala Harris. Number 2, Vice President Pence must press Kamala Harris on being the most liberal senator in 2019. According to GovTrack Insider, Senator Harris is the most liberal senator in the entire country. This is GovTrackInsider.com. It says, our ideology score placed Kamala Harris as the most liberal senator in 2019. What kind of bills has she introduced? Vice President Pence doesn't have to spend too much time on this, but he has to keep on repeating this. Vice President Pence has to say this at least 8 to 10 times throughout the debate. It'll drive Senator Harris mad. He has to continue to repeat, well, Senator Harris, we all know you're the most liberal senator of the United States Senate, according to GovTrack Insider. So we don't really believe you when you say that you're a moderate voice for middle America. We know that you are the most liberal senator. So when you say that you don't want to confiscate all weapons, we don't believe you. Reinforcing that Senator Harris is the most liberal senator in U.S. history is imperative for Vice President Pence to pin her on her true radical roots. Number 3, Vice President Pence must talk about Senator Harris's home state. Just kind of get some things clarified. Vice President Pence needs to ask Senator Harris, Senator Harris, do you support SB 145? Senator Harris, do you support Senate Bill 145 that just got signed into law by your friend Gavin Newsom? Do you support in California, the fact that pedophiles are now given the leniency from judges to not have to register as sex offenders in the registry? What's your opinion, Senator Harris? Because this is a big topic in California. Do you support that? It's your state. You're a senator. Make her go on the record as to whether or not she wants to pander to the pedophile lobby or not. It's very important. Now, Senator Harris, if she throws Gavin Newsom under the bus, she'll have a California civil war on her hands. And if she says, well, I don't really know much about it, say, hold on, let me tell you about it. SB 145, just signed into law by Gavin Newsom, decriminalizes pedophilia in the state of California, pandering to the pedophile lobby. You're a former attorney general. Can you give us some comments on that? It's a no-win situation for her at all whatsoever. And this goes to the other point that I think Mike Pence should lean in on. Senator Harris, you've been very quiet on the new Netflix series, Cuties. Why did you call for the cancellation of Gone with the Wind and Aunt Jemima, but you haven't called for the cancellation of Cuties? What is it about Aunt Jemima and Gone with the Wind that bothers you so much? But Cuties, you decide to stay out of it because it's not something you want to talk about. Why do you call for the cancellation of basically every single conservative voice out there when it comes to a Netflix series that glorifies the most awful and dark aspects of our world? That's something that you don't want to comment on. Is there some reason why, Senator Harris, that you don't like discussing the protection of children, the protection of innocence? You see, a lot of Midwestern Americans, and the entire election is going to be determined by a collection of states, Arizona, Florida, and Pennsylvania, but especially Midwestern Americans, they don't look to fondly on California liberals instituting the decriminalization of pedophilia and the glorification of it through a Netflix series or through a piece of legislation. And if you're listening to this and you say, oh, that sounds a little outrageous, just go look up yourself what SB 145 is by Gavin Newsom. Go look for yourself at the Netflix series, and all of you should cancel Netflix completely and totally for them peddling that type of content. What is it that they're hiding? Why do they keep on pandering to this issue? It's very, very bizarre is one word, but it's very troubling how the Democrats continually go out of their way to try and protect this form of public policy and this form of kind of cultural creation. I think it's a winning issue for Mike Pence to also talk about, hey, while you're out there in California decriminalizing pedophilia, the Trump administration just allocated another $100 million to ending child sex trafficking on the southern border. Number four, Vice President Pence must ask the question directly to Senator Harris, saying, Senator Harris, it might have been a little confusing during the Trump-Biden debate, but I'm just curious, is it the position of your administration that you would pack the courts? And who would you put on the Supreme Court? We know that you're opposed to the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, but tell the American people right here, right now, who would you put on the U.S. Supreme Court? Would you expand the Supreme Court and the amount of seats that it has from 9 to 11 to 13? The American people deserve answers on those two things. Will you expand the Supreme Court, and who will you put on the U.S. Supreme Court? Joe Biden tap danced around that in the last debate, and Chris Wallace allowed him not to answer that question. Senator Harris has to be put on trial for the position of their potential administration of whether or not they would expand the Supreme Court. And it is a widely unpopular position with center-right and decent voters in the industrial Midwest and Arizona and Florida to expand the Supreme Court. This feels like a absolute betrayal of precedent in pursuit of power. And this is not popular and it will not resonate. Number five, Vice President Pence should turn to Senator Harris and say, Senator Harris, is Joe Biden racist? Because last summer, you sure made it seem so. That little girl was me, she said. Why did you hit Joe Biden so hard on busing? And have you changed your opinion? Senator Harris, are you okay that Joe Biden said if black people don't vote for him, that they're not black? Vice President Pence should say, Senator Harris, is someone not black if they don't vote for you? Senator Harris, what is your opinion that Joe Biden authored the Clinton crime bill in the 1990s and called black people super predators? Is that language that you're willing to put your name behind? Are you comfortable with that? And put simply, what made you change your opinion of Joe Biden from someone who supported racial segregation to now someone that you're willing to serve in the White House with? Is it your lust for power, or did you never actually believe it in the first place? Sometimes small changes can make the biggest difference. So I'm going to talk about something you might be a little surprised. Socks. Changing your socks can make a huge difference in your daily walks or while hitting the links on the golf course. Runners worldwide have made Features, F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S, Features, their sock of choice. And by the way, I tried it on. It's unbelievable. So comfortable. Nice fit. It's terrific. I can tell you that Features is a really great product. Really is. There's a lifetime guarantee for Features. They're so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair. No questions asked. Features is a proudly family-owned business. Hugh Gaithner founded the company in 2002, and now he and his sons Joe and John own and operate the company in North Carolina. Their mission is to create products that help you achieve your personal best. Features socks will change how you feel about your socks forever. And you can get $10 off your first pair of Features when you use the code KIRK, K-I-R-K, at features.com. That's F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.com, promo code KIRK, K-I-R-K, for $10 off your first pair of Features. The sixth question that Vice President Pence must ask Senator Kamala Harris is this. Is church essential? Is the gathering of believers in the United States of America constitutionally protected activity or not? Senator Harris, what is the opinion as a former prosecutor And as the former Attorney General of California, what is your opinion on churches being open right now? Do you think that churches should be given the same opportunity to gather as BLM Incorporated? Do you think that churches should be given the same opportunity to administer their activities as cannabis dispensaries and abortion factories, home improvement stores and liquor stores? Senator Harris, why is it that you're okay with tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people marching in the streets of Los Angeles with BLM Incorporated signs, but you are not okay with churches gathering? What do you have to say about the criminalization of pastors in your home state, John MacArthur, Rob McCoy, Jack Kibbs, and James Cadiz? What is your opinion of California pastors that face prison time because they want to worship Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Do you have a stance on that? Would the Biden administration, or the Biden-Harris administration, or as you call it, the Harris-Biden administration, would you pursue criminal prosecution for pastors and people of faith that open up their church? Is church an essential activity, in your opinion? Because right now, pastors are being criminally prosecuted, as we have detailed extensively on this program, while BLM-incorporated cannabis dispensaries are allowed to stay wide open. Senator Harris, is church essential? And she may try to evade this, but after you do these six questions, we have 10 total points and questions that Vice President Pence must make to give the Trump campaign an electoral boost and a political stimulus. She's going to start to expose herself as the California radical that she absolutely is. Seventh question and the seventh point that Vice President Pence must make against Senator Harris is, Senator Harris, your campaign has lied about its embracing of the Green New Deal. On the Biden-Harris website, it says that the Green New Deal is, quote, a good framework to work from. You introduced the Green New Deal into the United States Senate. Do you still support the Green New Deal? And as vice president, would you help champion radical environmentalist anti-fracking policies in the White House? Vice President Harris, please make your opinion very clear about how, under the Trump administration, America is energy independent for the first time in American history. Senator Harris, what is your opinion of coal? What is your opinion of fracking? What is your opinion of natural gas? Would you get rid of all fossil fuel development like you promised to do when you ran for president? And if not, why did you change your position? Because it's not politically popular? Or did you actually genuinely change your mind? Or is it that you change your mind on every single issue when it becomes convenient for your own political purposes? You see, as we work through this list, Kamala Harris contributing to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, number one, the fact that she's the most liberal senator in America, number two, asking if do you support SB 145, the decriminalization and embracing of pedophilia alongside cuties while she called for the cancellation of Aunt Jemima and Gone with the Wind. Would you pack the courts? Would you add extra seats to the U.S. Supreme Court? Or who would you put on the Supreme Court to any vacancy that might arise? The question that whether or not Joe Biden is a racist for saying that you can't walk into a 7-Eleven without a slight Indian accent. The question is Joe Biden a racist for calling Barack Obama the first clean-cut black man that he has ever seen? Calling black people super predators, being best friends with KKK members and with racial segregationists and eulogizing former KKK members. Senator Harris, how do you square your alliance and your political partnership with someone that you once repudiated and condemned as being a backwards-thinking Jim Crow-era Southern Democrat racist? Asking Senator Harris, is church essential? Do you think pastors should be arrested while looters are released from prison? Senator Harris, why didn't you open a bail fund for pastors that are being arrested in your state, but you opened a bail fund for child sex rapists in Minnesota? Why did you open a bail fund for rioters and criminals, but you didn't open a bail fund for California pastors that are facing criminal prosecution for simply saying that worship and salvation is essential? And Senator Harris, what is your position on the Green New Deal? Do you embrace the Green New Deal? Do you think that we should get rid of all fossil fuel development? Why did you co-sponsor it in the U.S. Senate? And since you co-sponsored it in the U.S. Senate, would you be willing to either denounce it or embrace it right here, right now on this debate stage? Those are 7 points that Vice President Pence must make. And yes, there are 3 more. But the continuity of all 7 of these is that the American people deserve answers. Do you know that there is not one policy where there is a question on where President Trump and Mike Pence stand? We know where they stand on abortion. We know where they stand on courts. We know where they stand on judicial nominees, We know where they stand on energy independence, on church being essential, on how many seats there should be on the Supreme Court. I think that's probably a pretty important issue on how many seats will be on the third branch of government. Article 3 of the Constitution is all about the judicial branch. How many seats? Senator Harris, 9, 90, 20, 15. I think it's probably important for informed centrist voters to know how many seats that you'll have on the Supreme Court when you become president, and who would you put on the Supreme Court? There's a lot of questions that deserve to be answered. And before we go into the final three that must be asked of Senator Harris and former Vice President Biden, the real question is, why hasn't the activist media asked these questions? These are very simple questions. Hey, Senator Harris, quick question. Why'd you try to bail out criminals from jail when they burned down Minneapolis? Oh, yeah, you're the most liberal senator. Any comment on that? When you're trying to win over swing voters? She's one heartbeat away from becoming president of the United States, and we have all these questions about her record and her incongruency with running with former Vice President Joe Biden. In a lot of different ways, she's a pseudo-socialist politician who's in pursuit of power. And Joe Biden, they kind of have him in this socialist straitjacket where he's tap dancing around the Green New Deal. We did a previous podcast on the Charlie Kirk Show, which you guys should please subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider and hit subscribe. We talked about at length, Joe Biden declared war on the base of the Democrat Party. So Senator Harris will have one choice when she is faced with these seven questions. God willing, Vice President Pence will confront her with these seven questions. She will either denounce the base of the Democrat Party, which is Bolshevik in nature, or she will re-embrace the base and lose the middle. Mike Pence has to be the prosecutor in this debate. You see, Mike Pence is going up against a prosecutor. And Senator Harris will predictably try to attack Pence on LGBT issues, will try to attack Mike Pence and Donald Trump on their handling of the virus. Mike Pence must be adequately prepared for all of that. But as she tries to attack him for that, he has to not take the bait and revert back to attacking Senator Harris. Question number 8 for Senator Harris and the point that Mike Pence must make. Senator Harris, you have been a champion about taking people's weapons away. What weapons would you confiscate, when, and how would you go about doing it? And then silence must ensue. Senator Harris, I'm giving my time to you. What weapons would you take? What guns do you think shouldn't exist? And how would you go about doing it? You have my time. Please go. See, Senator Harris would find herself in a very difficult position because billionaire Mike Bloomberg is spending $2 million a day in Florida to try to get Senator Harris and Joe Biden elected. So Senator Harris would be up against a very difficult position. Senator Harris would either embrace the gun-grabbing Bloomberg agenda and lose decent suburban voters where gun ownership has increased over 200%, where we have sold more guns in the first 9 months of this country than all of last year. Senator Harris, do you think that owning a firearm is a right? Would you get rid of the Second Amendment if you could? All of these questions are things that they are unprepared to face because every time they go up against the media, it's, how are you feeling? How are you doing? They are woefully unprepared in any capacity whatsoever to be able to engage or to have any conversation at all challenging their deeply held positions. In our fast-paced world, it's tough to make reading a priority, at least it used to be. A new app called Thinker, T-H-I-N-K-R, has solved that problem by summarizing the key ideas from new and noteworthy nonfiction, giving you access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. We talk about learning all the time. Learning leads to a reawakening. Learn as much as you can every day. Read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, including old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, to recent bestsellers like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. If you want to challenge your perceptions, expand your horizons, and become a better thinker, go to thinker.org/Charlie. That's thinker.org/Charlie to start an extended free trial and put your mind in motion. I love Thinker, and you will too. thinker.org/Charlie. And finally, number 9 and 10. Senator Harris will try to bring up the issue of abortion. And Vice President Pence must answer this with one sentence and a question. When does life begin? Senator Harris, you talk a lot about women's rights. When does a woman's life begin? Can you give me a specific time? Because you talk about the need for women to have reproductive choices. But when does a human being become a human being? We need a specific answer because I have an answer and you don't. I say conception. What do you say? You say birth? So you think abortion is perfectly fine up to birth. You say 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 15 weeks, what is it? She will not answer that question. That is the circuit breaker for pro-choice, pro-abortion activists. They cannot answer that question because as soon as they acknowledge that there is a starting point when life begins, their entire argument at the termination of life falls apart completely. Instead, they look at a fetus as almost a non-human life. And so when Senator Harris tries to bring up the entire abortion argument, Mike Pence just say, well, Senator Harris, when does life begin so we can at least discuss these terms on equal terms here? Because if we're just going to talk past each other if we're just talking about reproductive rights, because I'm all for women's rights and everyone's rights, but I'm also for the rights of human beings, especially pre-born human beings. And the final point that the vice president must make, when the issue of race comes up, he must press Kamala Harris on her attack of Biden on his history of race. But also, Pence has to turn to Senator Harris and say, so you believe in reparations. You wanted to chair the reparations board in Congress. How much do you plan to pay? Because your ancestors were slave owners in Jamaica. Your father said that you benefited from the legacy of slavery in Jamaica. So what are you going to do to atone for the privilege that you have from having a slave-owning past? Are you going to contribute reparations? Are you going to financially atone for the sins of generations past? And if you don't think it's not necessary for you to do that, then why do other people have to do that? If it's not necessary for you to contribute for your bloodline, why do other people have to do that, Senator Harris? Have you benefited from slavery? Do you have some sort of privilege that you'd like to tell us about? And at that moment, Senator Harris will either deny it and lie and say, then why did your father say you came from a slave-owning background? Why did your father say that your family and your ancestry owned slaves? Vice President Pence has a menu of options to go after Kamala Harris. Her support of Minnesota Freedom Fund, her silence on child pedophilia, her reversal on Biden's racial past, her support of the Green New Deal, how she wants firearms confiscated. The more people know and learn about Senator Harris, the more it will help Vice President Pence and President Trump. Mike Pence must be calm, must be concise, he must be precise in his cross-examination of Senator Harris. Painting the picture for swing voters in Arizona, Florida, Pennsylvania, and the industrial Midwest, if this woman gets power alongside Joe Biden, abortion, guns, judges, Green New Deal, fracking, energy, most liberal center in the United States, he must have every person that might be tilting towards Biden in the center right to run away, and he must close his argument with what he did in 2016. Republicans, come home. Look what we have done. Look what we will do. And stay away from the radical, bitter wing of the Democrat Party, who will get power if they win. What a great episode that was. Email us your questions, everybody, of things that you think Mike Pence needs to focus on and things that he needs to do to win. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Check out Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. tpusa.com. And if you want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, hit subscribe and a 5-star review. Screenshot it and email it to us. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. More soon, later this week. God bless.